Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9, the show where we highlight developers and partners that are building solutions on the Microsoft Cloud Platform. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft for the Azure Cloud Platform, and we've got a special guest with us today, Upen Patel from Anil Infotech. Hi, Upen. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Keith. It's a pleasure talking to you today here.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. And before we get started, Upen, do you want to just take a moment to introduce yourself to our viewers, your name, company, and role at Anil Infotech?
Yeah, sure. My name is Upen Patel, and I have basically a background in managed healthcare, technical background primarily. I did my MBA and started my career working for a health plan. And then I started after about 14 years working for a health plan, my own company, and trying to set up a healthcare product primarily designed for the managed care.
I see. Great. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. And it sounds like you've been able to take a lot of your industry expertise over the years in healthcare and provide it as a cloud solution that others can benefit from in their own healthcare organizations and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a bit about the solution that your company delivers?
Sure. So the name of our software product primarily, it's Anil Care. It's technically designed to bridge the gap between the payer and the provider community. And the software does standard things just like the membership management, quality management, electronic medical record. But what we do differently is additional modules that usually not available in any software platform, like quality management for the managing the HEDIS. Your utilization management, managing the utilizations for the members, authorizations, referrals, the things related to their care coordinations where we have to manage the disease management, case management, health risk assessments, technically or typically, I would say, all these modules are available out in the market as individual modules. What we have done is we have put all under the one single platform to make it more easier for our customers. So that way they can work on a one system for all their need to manage the managed care for the member.
I see. Oh, great. That sounds like a great comprehensive solution as a suite to really help address a lot of the challenges that healthcare organizations probably have with individual point solutions that they'd otherwise be managing. Now, I know a little bit, when we spoke a little bit before the show today, you had mentioned that your solution's built on the Microsoft stack. When you were building your solution, what attracted you to building it on .NET and the Microsoft stack?
So one of the primary reasons we have used the Microsoft stack is the flexibility. The easy to use the product, get the compatibility with the common platforms that has been used into the business environment. So Microsoft is pioneered on those technologies. It's been used heavily in business places.
Sure.
And that is the one of the advantage that we want to take it. So when we have our applications launch software as a service in a cloud on Azure platform, this is, phenomenal. That is great. And when the same platform can be used by any regular PC at the business place, because you know that at the business places, they are still using some of the old browsers or some of the old technologies,
right?
Because they are still trying to keep up with the latest one. And then there are several factors that plays a role in it. So I see it's a great advantage to use the Microsoft stack and build our product to bring the flexibility and easiness so that way our customers can able to use it just right out of the system.
I see. Well, that's great insight, and we're certainly happy to have your solution on the Microsoft stack as well. Now, as you were describing your Microsoft stack integration, you'd mentioned the Azure Cloud Platform. How are you leveraging the Azure Cloud Platform today? Are there particular components or services that you're leveraging for your solution on Azure?
Yes, absolutely. And Azure is, like I was talking, that it's playing a major role in our solution, what we are delivering to our customers. We are using the Azure for the services, for the real-time feeds that we can able to use it from the Azure. All the communication channels, how to integrate our applications, use primarily the service model of the Azure rather than using just like the virtual machines and typically deploy it. So we just want to leverage the common platform that Azure has put it and been designed for that, so we can able to leverage. Another big element that we see on Azure, it's primarily the scalability. I don't have to worry about scaling up my software or platform if there is a big clientele or the big customers who wants to use our services and we just basically fall behind on because of the resources. I don't need to worry at all on that. We can able to just on a click of the button, we can able to add additional resources, monitor it, measure it, find out a lot of things that we can do it. One more additional piece is the publishing. It makes so easy. There is no downtime, absolutely zero downtime for our application. So having all our services, Team Foundation servers, our development environments, right, our activity integrations, everything is all tied up to the Azure services, and that makes it's a big difference into our delivery.
Wow, that's great to hear. And I'm sure that our viewers are really excited to see more about your solution itself on the Azure Cloud Platform. Would you be able to spend a few minutes with us walking through a quick demo of your solution?
Sure. What I can do is I will give you the quick demonstration of our product, what we are doing it. And after that, I will take you to our live site where we have a demo site which I can able to demonstrate at least and give you the highlights of it.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's go do that.
So this is a quick presentation that I have just to share with everyone on what we do. Our software is primarily, it's a healthcare delivery software solution. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a complete healthcare delivery to manage the patient care and how we deliver our solutions through how to protect and manage the quality in a patient care. Our stack, our products is basically made of total four products. One is Anil Health Access Card that is technically designed to show emergency requirements for the patients when patient at emergency, how the patient can be in constant touch, engage with the care delivery team, and they can get the timely treatment and the right care.
I see.
Second one is the Anil Care. That is technically a suite of products that we manage the members, the utilizations, care coordinations, quality, HEDIS, star rating, financial analytics, medical risk adjustments. There are a lot of things that falls under the managed care area, and we have all under one system called Anil Care. Third one, we have a patient portal. Technically, it's designed to basically make sure the patient can get the right information all the time on the system. And the Anil Connect, that is one of our unique product that keeps the patient always in a constant touch through the reminders, alerts, and a unique reporting mechanism, so that way patient can always be in a position where they need the help. There is a help available from the doctors or from the care team, and the care team can able to take care of the patients with the quality. So these are the four products that we have it.
And do you find that your customers are leveraging a different mixes of those products? It seems like some customers might be interested in health access, others might be interested in the complete suite. Is that what you see as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And since we are targeting a big clientele, the potential customers, and that is made of the payers, providers, ACOs, IPA, MSO, these are some of the common terminologies into the healthcare model,
yeah.
The way the providers are connected. So we have a big client presence, and so not everything works for everyone.
Sure.
So it all depends upon how, what kind of model or what kind of facility or the business is set up.
Mm-hmm.
There are clients, and one of the clients, we are lucky enough at least that we have a client who is a payer, who is an ACO, who is an IPA, and who is the provider group. So technically, all four major areas of the provider community who can be a potential customers in the one umbrella, and they are using the product. So that makes our system a little bit more unique.
Sure.
From the delivery standpoint.
Nice.
Now, care delivery model. So this is the concept that we are using for our system. And it's very important for us to follow that, because that is our main core of our application. Everybody has the systems, processes, and the guidelines. Everybody used several systems. They are the different processes for the different business line of businesses. And there is a guidelines. Guidelines comes from the regulation standpoint, from the compliance standpoint, or from the internal processes standpoint. So there are a lot of guidelines to be followed. We always struggle in a healthcare trying to make sure how we can able to do the better care with the quality and stay in compliance. So that way we do what we're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
So we always struggle into that. And this is what we basically work on our system, designing the different modules, the functionalities and all, and trying to create some sort of alignment, some sort of structure. So that way our end user, our customers can able to get the best out of whatever they are doing. So that is the concept that we have it of the care delivery model. This is just the quick highlights of the payer, health plan, and the HMO, what we do for them. Here is the piece for the IPA, the provider groups, and the accountable care organizations. Various things that we do it into the system. These are the various peripheral systems which we connected with Anil Care, the pharmacies, labs, we have the DME companies, we have the home health agencies, behavioral health, transportations, and the radiology. So technically, there are ancillary service provider who has a role to play and to be connected. So our goal is basically to connect all these peripheral systems with Anil and create a value to our customer.
Okay, so it's comprehensive and almost serving as a core portion of the entire healthcare network that a provider or payer might be operating across.
Correct, that is correct. And now here the platform, I have just a few screenshots of our applications that I have put it. I'm going to take you to the real applications in a minute, but these are some of the screenshots that we have taken for our applications. And then, so.
Nice.
There is dashboards basically to help to the different part of the business, so that way they can able to do it, use it. It's a lot of colorful things also, so that makes more visual, and the visual things can easily grasp by the end user, so that way they can able to finish what we have to. So this is technically our enterprise, that's a complete suite. And what we're trying to do is operational efficiency. So these are some of the modules that brings the operational efficiencies to operations more effective, right? This is the another element that how we can able to reduce the cost of whatever we are doing and manage that through utilizations, hospitalizations, utilization review, auth, and the other modules, and how we can able to optimize the revenue, basically realize the revenue. So whatever is the right revenue to be delivered, right, we can able to do it by doing several things. So we try to bring the complete enterprise level value to our customers, and the customer can be small to medium size, that what we are targeting at this point.
Oh, okay. So enterprise grade feature sets for even small and mid-market healthcare organizations.
Correct. That is correct. So now I have another product that is how we are using the NFC technology in healthcare. This is something a little bit unique what we are doing. It's a patent pending right now on technology that we have designed it. Wow. And the use of the technology in healthcare. It's a health access card, technically. And this card, it has a chip built into that. It's an NFC chip. That basically helps to use any of your current gadgets, what we have it like Android phones or many of the phones who has the NFC built into that. We can able to use that as a reader back to this particular card, or and we can able to access the medical records for the patients if they have the right authentications and authorizations. Okay. So it basically eliminates the step to remembering how do I access my medical data. We just basically make it easy using this particular card and make sure that this particular things is can able to roll out to throughout the healthcare care delivery system, and patient can able to be engaged and be in a constant touch with that care team.
Wow, that's cool. That's nice.
One of the applications over here, I would show the patient is coming, going to the doctor's office with the card. They tapped it just like the credit card machine that the almost all doctor's office has it to pay that. They have the NFC terminal into that. You tap the card, and basically like this, you can tap the card to the terminal. The terminal is connected to our Anil Care system, that is the health access card, and that system will basically set the triggers, makes the patient checked in. Receptionist can come to know if they need to check the eligibility for the patients or collect the copay or any documents to be signed. Nurse can able to get the details about what if there is any alerts related for nurse to follow up with the patients, and the doctor, basically the physician, who comes to know about if there is any medical or the lab done for the patients and if there is anything abnormal or anything to be pointed out to the patients. So technically, the system can proactively brings the care team a little bit more up to the speed about the patient.
Yeah, it triggers a whole healthcare workflow process to some degree, right?
That is correct. And it eliminates basically the paper chart completely. So there is no signing at the front when you go. So there is a HIPAA protections over there.
Yeah,
you
that's
don't have
good
to
point.
Worry about it. You just tap the card and take a seat. Mm-hmm. And then the people will know that, okay. And the moment you tap the card, the clock clicks on. So basically, you can able to measure the operational efficiency throughout the system, that what is the average wait time for the patients from which point to which point. So every point the patient goes, there is a notifications and it records the time.
That's really clever. And
that's what we have it over here as the overall system.
Great.
So here is the one that we basically log into the system. This is completely deployed into the cloud.
Okay.
We are using the Azure platform to basically deploy our applications. And here, once you log in, definitely you have to be make sure that because this is all related to the HIPAA and things related to the patient privacy and security.
Sure, sure.
So we have designed this particular platform. The platform is definitely, it's a software as a service cloud-based, but we also want to make sure the people, when they are using the internet connectivity from the airport or some of the public places, they should be more careful.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. Our primarily design over here, which I want to highlight from the technology standpoint also, that it is a touch-enabled. So our user interface, which you are looking at over here, it's touch-enabled. We are using a lot of graphics over here that is enabled from the web user standpoint. It's a tile, technically, same concept of the Microsoft, what they are using, the tile concept. So we have our own way of doing the tiles over here. So anything that you see is a tile, it gives a brief introductions about what it is. You just click on it and it will open up another tile of the applications, and then there are the, so technically it's a main menu and then there's a sub menu.
Sure. Okay.
So that is the concept.
And all touch enabled right through the browser.
That is correct. It's all touch enabled from the browser. You can able to use the touch screen, and that's the reason it's designed as a tile concept.
Yeah, great.
So that is how we have our design put in place. This is everything. It's just a one screen, actually. And just with the graphics, we are just giving you some separations into the screen.
Sure.
These are some of the alerts, common functions that you're going to be able to do it that is technically required. The second thing is on a left-hand side, here we have a menu. This is the traditional menu, technically. So the people, those who are using the desktop machines, not touch enable and in a very traditional way, so they can able to use the traditional menu over here and they can go to the various things and then go different menu items over here.
Okay, gotcha.
So this
makes
is
sense.
How we have a design, and it's like a slide. So once you move your mouse on the right-hand side, it will slide down.
Mm.
So that way you can able to utilize the maximum space onto the screen for your business, and you don't have to much use the real estate over here for something that you don't use it quite frequently.
Oh, sure.
So makes this sense. Is how we have the design it over here. We have the dashboard. So probably I will walk you through the quick one of the dashboard. So once we have this dashboard, it basically loads the data from the different point of view. These are all definitely a business driven, that what it makes the value to the customer, right, to look at it, what they are managing, and you can see there are a lot of different things over here onto the applications. We have used the technology basically to drill down, so basically it's just like view and click, and it gives you the information based on the drill down. So this is some of the unique things that we have it, just to make sure the patient can able to understand it.
Okay, great. So all the important executive KPIs, right kind of at their fingertips, so to speak.
Correct. That is correct. So we have designed this application. So if it is executives, they just basically have to go to the executive dashboard, and this is what they need to look at it from the each different segment of the business, and
sure,
they can see exactly what is happening. And once they are on a dashboard, they can able to drill down if they want to go in further details to find out what's going on.
Mm, okay.
So we are just trying to make it easier for the executives, and that is for the executive over here. Then we have the things for basically for the people, end user, the real people who walks day and night onto the systems, right? So for them, we have the separate screens for the each module, what they can work on it, and they can able to make the life easy for that.
Sure. Okay.
So this is what we have it, several modules that basically focuses on various things into the managed care arena.
Great. So the application really seems like it can adapt well to the different types of devices that might be present at different points in the healthcare experience, right? So a receptionist desk where they might have a non-touch enabled device, you know, keyboard screen heavy device, they can use the keyboard and kind of traditional desktop interface, traditional menuing interface. And then as it goes back into the healthcare delivery side of the organization, where doctors and nurses are mobile, maybe on touch devices, they can leverage this all from a touch interface then.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Oh, great.
And our customer, if I can talk briefly about it, because they see a great value of using this tool as a one comprehensive tool. They don't have to worry about it. Some of our customers, primarily if I can brief name it, is a Staras medical group that's pretty well known here in Tampa Bay area, managing so many risk populations members, and they are using our tool. And it's adding the great value into their bottom line.
Mm, great. Well, hey, Upen, thanks so much for sharing that great demo of your solution with us. I really like the comprehensive and integrated nature of it for being able to adapt to all the various aspects of a healthcare organization. But at the same time, it sounds like you've got some really innovative solutions around areas like health access cards that even organizations that already have solutions in other areas of their healthcare organization could leverage for patient check-in and kicking off various workflows. So that's some great stuff. Really exciting. I can't wait to until my healthcare provider locally here in the Columbus area starts leveraging some of those solutions. It's great.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and
definitely.
Where can our viewers go if they want to learn more about the Anil Infotech healthcare solutions?
So if they need to learn more about it, we have our website. They can definitely reach out to our website. We have comprehensive stuff, a lot more information about each module, how we do it, what we do it. It's there. We have websites for each product so that they can able to understand. They can definitely reach out to our sales line and get more information about if they want to schedule a live demonstration. And we can happy to schedule that one. And there are plenty of ways they can able to reach out and get some information.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we'll be sure to include a link to your site down at the bottom of the page that all of our viewers are watching today's episode on, just to make it real easy and convenient for people to click over to your site and get more information. Really appreciate your time today, Upen. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Great. And thank you, everyone, for watching today's episode as well. We hope to see you back on our next episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9.